Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Boston College has not renewed the contract of an adjunct professor of theology who openly questioned why the Catholic Church doesn't ordain women. The school, as a matter of policy, says it won't discuss personnel decisions.
But more than 70 students in the BC College of Theology and Ministry are protesting the decision. They say there's a climate of intolerance around openly discussing certain sensitive issues as female ordination. WBUR's Monica Brady-Myrov reports.
The Boston College mission statement on its website talks about the Jesuit foundation of the school that makes it unique. It says, quote, "No other institution so explicitly embodies the fundamental human desire to know." But after a professor in the BC School of Theology and Ministry asked church leaders for a theological explanation of why women are not being ordained to the priesthood of the Catholic Church, he was let go. Father John Shea, an adjunct professor of pastoral care and counseling for the past 9 years, will leave his position at the end of this semester. He refused to comment. PhD student John Falcone worked as a graduate assistant with Shea.
I think that the reason he was let go is because he's been causing trouble.
Last year, Professor Shea wrote to Cardinal Sean O'Malley telling him he would step aside from active ministry until women are ordained. Falcone says Professor Shea has paid a price for this position.
I think the university, by any means necessary, is trying to avoid any kind of trouble or implication that the School of Theology and Ministry is not impeccably right-wing orthodox.
Recently, after Shea was told his contract wasn't being renewed, he wrote again to O'Malley and to other Catholic leaders across the country asking why the church won't let women be priests. Boston College says Shea's contract was not renewed because his position was changed to a tenure-track job, a change the School of Theology and Ministry has sought for some time. But students in the program, including Paul Schoff-Kozak, are protesting his termination.
John Shea is a highly respected faculty member. He's, in fact, one of the only members of our department that teaches pastoral counseling. His classes are always full. He typically receives high evaluations from students.
Schoff-Kozak signed a student-drafted letter to BC President William Leahy expressing disappointment with the decision not to renew Shea's contract. The letter says there's an underlying message of Shea's treatment, that you can't disagree with church teachings. Again, Schoff-Kozak.
There's some suspicion for sure, especially given the fact of the atmosphere right now of our church. And at our school, we're not really permitted to discuss issues in a public forum about homosexuality, female ordination, those issues that are very important for our generation of Catholics here in a North American context.
Boston College says this is not true. Spokesman Jack Dunn says the school does not shy away from any conversations.
Unfortunately, some students apparently are upset over a personnel issue, and while I'll never discuss personnel issues, I can assure you that that anger is misguided. It's a terrific school. It's a school that's embracing the issues of the day, as a School of Theology and Ministry should.
The Vatican has been clamping down on priests who've advocated for the ordination of women. Last year, a priest from the Mary Knoll Order was excommunicated because he took part in a woman's ordination ceremony. Suzanne Teal is president of an organization known as Roman Catholic Women Priests and is one of about 100 women who've gone through ordination ceremonies and call themselves priests. Teal says the Catholic public has accepted female ordination, but church officials won't talk about it.
I think we have plenty of male priests who are open to women balancing out the ministry, but they just are afraid for all kinds of reasons, and probably their retirement especially, and just their whole priesthood being cut off from them, because that's how this hierarchy has been functioning.
The primary theological explanation the Vatican gives is that women can't be priests because a priest has to represent Christ, and women can't do that because they're not male. Students in Boston College's School of Theology and Ministry say they expected an atmosphere that welcomes dialogue and values professors who embody the Christian spirit. They have asked BC President Leahy for an explanation of his decision not to renew Professor John Shea's contract. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.